Question number 17, does this ministry show a clear understanding of cross-cultural ministry factors and local conditions and how the flow of money may affect them? I was in the Soviet Union several years ago before, actually just 6 months before the collapse of the Soviet Union, and saw a lot of work going on there. It was good. But then when the doors were blown wide open, a lot of organizations came in, and a lot of organizations had worked there quietly for years and had really a lot of experience and insight, but a whole bunch of inexperienced organizations brought in Bibles and material goods without working with the churches and the most reputable contexts, and often what was brought in became part of the black market. There was needless misuse and theft and confiscation of funds and goods. Where some organizations that wanted to take an opportunity in their eagerness to plant their own flags of ministry did some things that were not very helpful. There have been cases where local farmers in the third world have been put out of business because of deliveries of free food from famine relief organizations. There was a real need, but the local farmers had worked for years to develop and cultivate these crops, and suddenly when the free food came in, nobody would buy from the local farmers because they were selling it. So what do the local farmers do the next year? They going to grow food again? No. So you see, that would contribute to a long-term counterproductive cycle, and a good relief and development organization, and there are a number of good ones, will really work to be sure.